Thursday night, Chavis Alvavis, Shar Yichud Hamaisa, Perek Hamishi. We're coming up to the end of this piece that doesn't seem to be in almost all printings of the Chavis Alvavis, but Rav Kapach has it. He talks about the bottom of page Kufayin Vav and the top of page Kufayin Zayin. He deals with, he was talking about, he got into the whole talk about astrology and the Yidoni and all these ways of divination, however you pronounce it. And because he was talking about wanting to be like the Goyim and wanting to be cultured and to be aware of current events and knowing all the baseball scores by heart, and you want to be part of society. And then he got into, so that, and then he seems to hold that the Avla of Lotelchu B'chukos HaGoy is, well, that Inyan. And then he talks about even these Yisurim in that context. And then the Yisurim of magic and Kishif and Ma'onein, Menachesh, and all these things. He then talks about how it's Menatek you from Hashem, and that's what's really what's so wrong with it. And okay, so we'll the bottom of Kufayin Vav, the last few lines, the last five lines. He says, V'yom Yomar, and if you'll ask me, Harienu Roim, Ki Rishonim Meganim. The Rishonim are, they talk poorly of Mishein Olomet Chachmas HaKochavim. It's important to learn things. You see, Chachmas Hashem. Ba'amram Chazal saying Gemara Shabbos, Kol Yadea Lachsho B'tkufas of the Mazolos, Bein HaMechashev, someone who's able to figure out whether it's Kiddush HaChodesh or when you should push off the Chodesh or when you should make an extra month, or figuring out the seasons and the winter solstice and all that things with the Kochavim and the Mazolos, all of a cause of Omer. And the Pasuk speaks derogatorily of the person, that he's not involved in Chachma and he's involved in just enjoyments and pleasures. And he's not involved in that. That's the Pasuk. So now we're at the last few words of Pesh Kufayin Vav. Now we're on the top line of Pesh Kufayin Zayin. How do you know that you're obligated? I think they figured out the decimal point for, like, the accuracy. It's a Kiddush Hashem. That's what he's talking about, the accuracy of the Moilad, from one Moilad to the next Moilad, with the how many days and how many hours and how many Chalokim, is a very, it's amazing that they got so accurate to one decimal point. So, well, what about that? So then what's wrong? No Marlo, that it's a whole different there. There we're not talking about figuring out the future. It's a Pashta Teretz. He says there we're talking about understanding the Chachmas HaBriya and realizing the Chachmas HaShem, realizing the Neflaos HaShem, like what we call Shara Bechina. No malok here. Rishonim chivu zos v'mashomer Novi b'pasuk. Based on what the Novi says in the pasuk, su moro meinechem. You should look at the heavens, urumi boreila, and realize that it didn't come around. It didn't come across by itself. There's a planner, a producer, a designer. Hashem made the world. V'amar achosid ki era shemecha. When I see your heavens, maaseh etzba'osecha. You see the stars. So if you're able to really get into it, you know, not on a superficial level, but the whole mahalach of the kochavim and the mazalos and meteors, and you start studying the heavens, you see, like I said, you see a designer, you see Hashem. So that's what they're talking about. They're not talking about looking at the stars and the mazolos and the kochavim as astrology. Studying reality, studying science, scientific study, let's say it's physics or all these disciplines, omniscient, omnipotent, chacham, berom, lo midover, yesh meayin, va'arocham, v'hiskinam, bofen atov, v'mashuchol b'yoser. You study it, and you see everything is done in the best possible way. You see everything fits, everything works, like the way the bria, the food chain, you know, all the things, the ecosystem, everything works together to work. Photosynthesis, the rain cycle, like it's, you see the world is made very, it's a system. Lefika chova, and it's a tova meshuchol b'yoser. Maybe we don't know, maybe we didn't think about it, but that means like the best possible way to be is to have two eyes and to have one nose with two not, you know, and everything is in the best way. So why don't we have an eye in the back of our head? So I don't know, but we do believe that this is the best possible way for a person to be. That means it wouldn't be so good to have an eye in the back of your head. I don't know, then you wouldn't know if you're coming or going. I don't know why. You'd get all confused. Took them years and years till they made a windshield wiper in the back. Right? They never had a windshield wiper in the back. Then finally they figured out to put a windshield wiper in the back. Now it's just I can never find the button. Like, where's the button for the windshield wiper of the back? They hide it. So anyway, it's the best possible life. So that's what the Navi's talking about. That's what the Gemara is talking about. Not to try to figure out the future by it. Such matters, that's meaning, again, if you're not using it for Shara Bechina, but you're using it to what he was ranting about before, about wanting to curry favor and being a person of culture, of knowledgeable, and that becomes your goal, and that way you busy yourself with at the expense of Torah. So that's what the Eight Torah tries to get you to do, because he says, what are you going to sit in a corner and be a bench fetcher, and you know, no one respects you. You go be a person that people look up to, and you make a Kiddush Hashem, even, he starts telling you. Those are the words he uses in the beginning of this parak as well, that the Yetzirah is your worst enemy. And don't be quiet. Meaning, you know, he would like a person to be humble and quiet, not to talk. He does, but if you're quiet, he tells the person, they'll think you're a neb, a dork, whatever, a nerd, and you have to talk and tumul, meaning Torah, right? Throw away everything else. It's not doing you any good. Okay, now we come back to where all the other svarim again have the chayvus al bavus. Here it's a little disjointed here also, because he's talking about that, you know. Then it says v'mloi niftach pesach. But if we don't allow the Yetzer Hara, I guess this is a continuation of Taka before, where he said, first he presented a series of theological arguments and intellectual arguments about the existence of Hashem, Hashem's unity, if there's Shechar V'Onesh, if there's Neshama, if there's an Olam Haba, right? And then he said, after that, the Yetzer Hara, just when he fails in that, so then he becomes non-ideological and he just tries to entice you to live a life where the purpose of your life is to fulfill your desires and to have pleasure. So that's where he's picking up from now. V'imlo niftach pesach l'taivos. But if we don't open the door to these kinds of tainus, Bereishis Darkon, right when he starts in with this, v'lo n'male chevtzo b'shimush b'mosoros, and we don't follow him in using and having Mosorot, luxuries, things we don't really need. Valahitos achreyan, and chasing them, trying to obtain them, looking what other people have and saying, I want that too. V'noshevlo, but rather we answer him. Shehem Mosorot, ain't lehem tzorech. They ain't called Mosorot for nothing, you're supposed to say. Mosor means it's extra, you don't need it. What do I need it for? I'm having enough trouble making ends meet, and that is on my head a whole day, and I'm busy making ends meet, and now all of a sudden you want to talk to me about going into a higher tax bracket and having more nechasim, but you chase them away. If Hashem gives us a more comfortable life or lifestyle, and we don't become dysfunctional because of it, we don't have to pay attention to it, we don't have to worry about it, we don't have to fix it, we don't have to, it doesn't take over our lives. Air conditioning, it doesn't have to take over your life, it's there, so it's very gishmak. But if Hashem lets you join a country golf club, then it's going to take over your life. So then use it and Baruch. But the imlav, but if it's a matter of chasing it, it's enough if you have, you put bread on the table and you can pay the utility bills, you'd be happy. So you'll see he's going to lose his power. His whole power is to try to get you to do more, then to start cutting corners and how to do. But if you don't even have the original desire for Mosaros, so he has nothing what to work with. But if we listen to him in this, you'll end up being as bad off as in the first chelek, meaning when the Yetzirah presented us with ideological arguments, with theological arguments, with logical arguments, with arguments, you know. Shayetsu maybe by his suddenly they suffek. So here also, this is just as bad. Now the Yetzirah can attack a person in two ways. He could make all those theological, intellectual, bimora suffering in a person. See, some time happened. These are all kinds of pointless questions. Or he could make you just say, I gotta have a cheeseburger, or if not that bad, I have to talk Lashon Hara, I have to cut corners with money, I have to do this, I have to do that, because I want this, I want that, I want to buy a bigger house, I have to do this less and this more, and I have to, that's just as bad. It's a different type of Yetzirah, but it's just as, you'll get messed up in Olam HaBa just as much. Yeah.